on this evening. And Commissioners, we are going to change the way we do things just a little bit in an effort to provide more transparency for to the public. We're going to call the roll for our votes on motions. And when you answer either in the affirmative or the negative, you will give reasons. Now, if you are in favor of the motion, you might simply wish to say for the reasons stated in the motion. If you are against the motion, you might wish to say whatever reasons that come to your mind that you're against the motion. So that is on the record and becomes part of our public record. So with that being said, our first item is subdivision 2021-19 Eastgate.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of subdivision 2021-19 for Eastgate based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the GR, General Residential Zoning District, and the coastal area. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 88 lots on 36.71 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. The clustered subdivision of single-family homes has a density of approximately 2.4 lots per acre. This is well below the permitted maximum density in the GR zoning district. Four, the proposed development will still comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, there will also be 14.48 acres of open space, which represents about 39% of the site. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the location is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Nine, the subdivision is subdivision at 2.4 lots per acre is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision that can have a maximum density of 4 lots per acre on this GR zoned land. The design includes more open space, tree preservation, and buffering than what would be achieved within a standard GR subdivision designed to maximize the density at 4 units per acre. 10, based upon the record, it is apparent that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25. 11, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes in the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 12, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 88 lots within the subdivision. B, final site plan shall confirm that at least 39% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. H, amenities including a pool and pool house with restrooms shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 45th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. I, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, any relocation of the Batson Branch tax ditch located on the site shall be in accordance with the approval of the Sussex Conservation District and DENREC. O, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall contain a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice advising all homeowners that hunting activities may occur on nearby properties. Q, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. R, the construction plan set shall include a detailed grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan in conformance with the detailed grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a lot grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual lot grading plan. S, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. T, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There you go.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-19 East Gate for the reasons stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1967, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone number 1967 for Henlopen Properties, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 to MR, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. Two, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Three, this site is the location of the Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway lighted intersection. DelDOT is also planning to improve the Kings Highway corridor in the near future. Given its location adjacent to these roadways and this intersection, MR zoning is appropriate for this property. Four, the property is in the immediate vicinity of the other properties that are commercially zoned or are being used for business, commercial, and institutional uses. The site is also across from the Cape Henlopen High School campus. There is also extensive MR zoned property to the east side of the site. This rezoning is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. Five, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Six, the site is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. And seven, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1967 Henlopen Properties for the reasons stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I vote yes because that is the type of place where we should have higher density.
There you go. Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, the chairman votes yes for the reason stated. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next item is change of zone number 1968, Henlopen Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1968 for Henlopen Properties LLC for a change in zone from AR agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is generally located at the intersection of Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway on the outskirts of the city of Lewis. It is next to an existing medical office building across from Cape Henlopen High School, and there are other businesses and commercial and institutional zonings and uses in the immediate area. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location near the intersection of Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County land use plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the map. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1968, Henlopen Properties LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I'm voting yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
I'm voting yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Mr. Chair, I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons stated. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2334, Henlopen Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2334 for Henlopen Properties LLC for 267 multifamily units based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units is in compliance with the purpose of the MR zone. Two, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Three, the site is the location of the Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway lighted intersection. DelDOT is also planning to improve the Kings Highway corridor in the near future. Multifamily development is appropriate for this property adjacent to these roadways and this intersection. Four, the property is in the immediate vicinity of the other properties with a variety of business, commercial, and institutional uses. The site is across from Cape Henlopen High School campus. It is adjacent to the city of Lewis with nearby mixed residential, general commercial, and community facilities zoning districts within the city. Nearby residential uses include Dutchman's Harvest within the city of Lewis with 17.7 units per acre, Jefferson Apartments within the city of Lewis with 9.8 units per acre, the Moorings at Lewis and Sussex County with 6.4 acres units per acre, and Henlopen Gardens in the city of Lewis with 5.5 units per acre. This conditional use at approximately 6 units per acre is consistent with other zoning and multifamily developments in the area. Five, there are no wetlands located on this property. Six, a small portion of the property is located within a wellhead protection area. It will comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Seven, the applicant commissioned an environmental assessment report prepared by Verdantes that analyzed the geography and groundwater characteristics of the site. That study concluded that the purpose, use, as design, and in compliance with Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code and with the suggested conditions will not have an adverse impact upon the City of Lewis wellheads that are off-site and across Kings Highway. Eight, DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined under its vehicle trip standards that the development's traffic impact will be minor. When DelDOT determines that traffic impact will be minor, a project is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DelDOT. Nine, DelDOT has issued and updated its traffic impact study review letter for the project. That letter requires several off-site roadway improvements, including, but not limited to, the construction of interim improvements to Kings Highway, the dedication of a substantial amount of additional right-of-way to DelDOT, equitable contributions to the US 9 Kings Highway Dartmouth Drive to Freeman Highway Project, and equitable contributions to the realignment of Old Orchard Road, Savannah Road, West Coast Road Project. 10, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. 11, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. 12, there is no evidence that this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 13, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 267 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with the DLDOT's determination. The developer shall also coordinate with the Lewis Byways Committee on the design and landscaping within the byway corridor. C, as proffered by the applicant, the existing Mitchell family dwellings shall be documented by an archaeological study prior to the removal from the property. D, all recreational amenities shall be completed within the development as follows. 1, the community center, clubhouse, pool, and sports courts shall be completed on or before the 125th certificate of occupancy. And 2, the dog park shall be completed on or before the 150th certificate of occupancy. E, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of a Sussex County Engineering Department. F, the development shall be served by central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. K, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. L, a 20-foot-wide forested buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of the development adjacent to the Jefferson Apartments, Bay Breeze Estates, and the Moorings. This buffer shall comply with the planning requirements for such a buffer as contained in Section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. And the applicant shall form a condominium association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. O, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. P, the development shall comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of Sussex County Code and the recommendations provided by Verdantes on page 9 of its environmental assessment report dated February 2022. These recommendations shall be incorporated into the final site plan and they shall be restated on the final site plan. Q, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. And R, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Before it's seconded, can I ask two questions, Ms. Wingate? One is, in talking with staff, on condition D, staff prefers that be the 125th building permit and the 150th building permit versus certificate of occupancy, just because that's easier to track. And then I realized there was a drafting error that didn't make it through to the motion that you read. That should be on condition K, no Saturday or Sunday hours are permitted, because it gives the hours on Monday through Friday and says no Sunday hours, but it was silent as to Saturday.
Okay, thank you. I revise my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2334 Henlopen Properties LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Ellie Stevenson, how do you vote?
I'm going to vote no on this, even though I'm not opposed to this development. I'm concerned with the testimony given by the BPW about the well head protection area and safeguards that we can't control for the people living on Gills Neck Road.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
For the reasons stated with regard to Ms. Stevenson's comments, I think that they proposed a mechanical filtering device, which I think is a real plus.
So you're saying yes?
So in accordance with the how the motion was read and my comments, I'm voting in favor.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Ms. Wingate?
I'm a yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-1. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-22, the Woods at Burton's Pond Extended. Subdivision 2022-01 Henlopen Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval of subdivision 2021-01 for Henlopen Properties LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this subdivision accompanies the simultaneous application seeking approval of 267 multifamily dwellings on this property. That project seeks to construct the attached dwellings on individual lots, which is permitted by section 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Two, this site is the location of Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway lighted intersection. DLDOT is also planning to improve the Kings Highway corridor in the near future. This subdivision to allow attached multifamily homes is appropriate at this location. Three, the property is in the immediate vicinity of other properties with a variety of businesses, commercial, and institutional uses. The site is across from Cape Henlopen High School campus. It is adjacent to the city of Lewis with nearby mixed residential, general commercial, and community facilities, zoning districts within the city. Nearby residential uses include Dutchman Harvest within the city of Lewis with 17.7 units per acre, Jefferson Apartments within the city of Lewis with 9.8 units per acre, the Moorings at Lewis in Sussex County with 6.4 units per acre, and Henlopen Gardens in the city of Lewis with 5.5 units per acre. This subdivision at approximately 6 units per acre is consistent with other development in the area. Four, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Five, there are no wetlands located on this property. Six, the site complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code and the Sussex County Zoning Code for a subdivision to accompany multifamily dwellings on individual lots. Seven, the provisions of section 99-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code have been addressed. Eight, a small portion of the property is located within a wellhead protection area. It will comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Nine, the applicant commissioned an environmental assessment report prepared by Verantes that analyzed the geography and groundwater characteristics of the site. That study concluded that the proposed subdivision as designed and in compliance with Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code and with the suggested conditions will not have an adverse impact upon the City of Lewis wellheads that are off-site and across Kings Highway. 10. DLDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined under its vehicle trip standards that the development's traffic impact will be minor. 11, DLDOT has required several off-site roadway improvements, including, but not limited to, the construction of interim improvements to Kings Highway, the dedication of a substantial amount of additional right-of-way to DLDOT, equitable contributions to US 9, Kings Highway, Dartmouth Drive to Freeman Highway Project, and equitable contributions to the realignment of Old Orchard Road, Savannah Road, West Coast Road Project. 12, the subdivision is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. 13, there is no evidence that this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 265 lots within the development. B, all entrances, intersection, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The developer shall also coordinate with the Lewis Byways Committee on the design and landscaping within the byway corridor. C, as proffered by the applicant, the existing Mitchell family dwellings, buildings, shall be documented by an archaeological study prior to the removal from the property. D, all recreational amenities shall be completed within the development as follows. One, the community center, clubhouse, pool, and sports courts shall be completed on or before the 125th building permit. Two, the dog park shall be completed on or before the 150th building permit. E, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. F, the development shall be served by central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. H, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of a school bus of such school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plans. K, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. No Saturday or Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. L, a 20-foot-wide forested buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of the development adjacent to Jefferson Apartments, Bay Breeze Estates, and the moorings. This buffer area shall comply with the planning requirements for such a buffer as contained in Section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. N, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condo association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. O, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. P, the development shall comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code and the recommendations provided by Verdantes on page 9 of the Environmental Assessment Report dated February 2022. These recommendations shall be incorporated into the final site plan and they shall be restated on this final site plan. Q, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. R, this preliminary approval is conditioned upon Sussex County Council's approval of change of zone number 1967 to rezone the underlying property to MR medium density residential and conditional use number 2334 for 267 multifamily units. If either of these applications are denied, then this preliminary approval shall become null and void. In addition, the conditions of this approval shall match those imposed by Sussex County Council on conditional use number 2334 for the multifamily development that incorporates the subdivision. S, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-01 Henlopen Properties LLC for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
Same as last time, I'm going to vote no for the because of the opposition stated by the BPW of Lewis and because of the concerns of the traffic on Gills Neck Road. Otherwise, I have no problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay. Chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-1. Thank you. Okay. Now, subdivision 2021-22, the Woods at Burton's Pond extended.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision for 2021-21 for the Woods at Burton's Pond extended with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons.
-22.
Is this 21-22 or 21-21?
It should be 22.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that was just my fault. I got it on the wrong on the thing. Okay. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 19 lots within the AR1 zoning district. These 19 lots will be an extension of the existing Woods at Burton's Pond subdivision approved as subdivision number 2007-29, and they will be integrated into that development. Two, the project complies with the zoning code and the clustered subdivision will satisfy the permitted density within the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code. Four, the subdivision complies with the requisites of section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Five, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Six, this subdivision as an expansion of the adjacent development is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The cluster design preserves a substantial amount of open space and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Seven, the subdivision design with the conditions and limitations of this approval complies with the design process outlined in section 115-25 of the zoning code. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 19 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 30% of the site's open space is on one contiguous tract of land. C, this subdivision shall be integrated into the existing one adjacent to it, governed by the existing homeowners association. The homeowners association shall be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 50 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision, with the exception of the common boundary of this new subdivision and the existing woods of Burton's Pond development. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, as provided on the preliminary site plan, there shall be a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide from all non-tidal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. Construction activities within the buffer area shall be minimum. Any disturbance in the buffer area shall be indicated on the final site plan, and the limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. There shall be sidewalks on both sides of the street within the development. The development shall also comply with the payment of all required fees associated with the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. H, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, there shall not be any wells located within the subdivision for any purpose, including irrigation. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site within the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice signed confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. M, the final site plan and the recorded restrictive covenants shall contain the following note. This property is in the vicinity of a closed county landfill monitored under a state-approved operations and maintenance plan. See the environmental covenant recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County at Deed Book 4437, page 141, for all information. N, any activities including basement construction, groundwater extraction, and all forms of subsurface depressurization which could affect the existing hydrogeological groundwater flow or lower the water...
Should be water level.
Level on adjoining properties shall be prohibited. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a lot grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department, demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, and R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-22. Okay, 2021-22, the woods at Burton's Pond, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Ms. Wingate.
I'm yes for reasons stated.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons stated. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2021-26, Harper's Glen.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision for 2021-26 for Harper's Glen based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 21,000 square feet. These lots will be larger than typical clustered lots because they will be served by individual septic systems. 20,000 square feet clustered lots are permitted within individual septic systems by section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 33 lots on 29.39 acres. Three, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. This clustered subdivision of single-family homes on 20,000 square foot lots results in a density that is much lower than what is permitted within the AR1 zoning district. Four, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Five, the lots will be served by individual on-site wells and septic systems. Six, the location is in the developing area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Seven, the developer controls three different areas of land that each have separate frontage along Route 16. One of these is the proposed entrance near the eastern edge of the subdivision, and the other two are identified as outparcels. There was evidence in the record that the proposed entrance location will have the most adverse impact on other adjacent properties and traffic flow, and it has less road frontage than the other identified as outparcel B. For this reason, the entrance must be relocated to the area identified as outparcel B on the preliminary subdivision plan, which will result in a safer entrance location and will reduce the impact upon neighboring properties. Eight, with the conditions placed upon it, this subdivision will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. Nine, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 33 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. The buffers on the north and east sides of the subdivision shall be at least 30 feet wide. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area. the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. E, there shall be a 50-foot setback from the boundary of any land used for agricultural purposes as required by Section 99-6G of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. F, the entrance shall be relocated to the area of land identified as outparcel B on the proposed preliminary site plan. Subject to that relocation, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, as proffered by the applicant, walkways shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. The applicant has stated that this will be adjacent to the roadway pavement. The walkway area shall be clearly marked for pedestrian and vehicular safety. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. J, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. K, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. And the construction plan shall include a detailed grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan in conformance with the detailed grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a lot grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual lot grading plan. O, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-26 Harper's Glen for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons stated.
And Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay. Chair abstains because he did not participate in the public hearing. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2290, Toback Development, LLC.
All righty. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2290 for Toback Developers, LLC for contractor floor space based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Route 9, which is classified as a principal arterial roadway in Sussex County. This use is appropriate for this location. This application seeks approval of two buildings for contractor floor space with offices or showrooms in the front portion of each unit and storage areas in the rear of each unit. Two, the use is situated on a 7.12-acre parcel of land. There are other small businesses and structures in the area. It's also near the Route 9 Harbison intersection. There are various zoning districts in this area, including MR, C1, CR1, and C2. This use is compatible with these surroundings. Three, traffic generated by the proposed use will be minimal and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Four, the use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. It is also a location along Route 9 that is convenient for small businesses operated in the county. Five, the property is located in the low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The conditional use is consistent with the plan's guidelines for the low-density area since it will provide convenient areas for businesses addressing the needs of homeowners and property owners in this area of Sussex County. Six, the site is served by central water and sewer. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the project shall be used for contractor floor space only. Contractors shall have the meaning attributed by Title VI, Section 35012, Each unit shall consist of office or showroom space in the front and storage in the back. The contractor units shall be located in two buildings, and the total combined square footage of these buildings shall not exceed 46,800 square feet. No businesses that primarily involve or are similar to the following uses shall be permitted: business or professional offices, retail, gyms or fitness centers, breweries or brew pubs, or food service. There shall not be any outside storage, including boat materials, RVs, or equipment within the site. C. No vehicular repair or fueling operations shall be performed on site. D. There shall be no manufacturing on the site, and all contractor work shall occur indoors. E. All lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F. A 20-foot landscape buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of this project. The buffer shall comply with the planting requirements for the forested and/or landscape buffer strip contained in Section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code. G. Any dumpster on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. H. The applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. I. There shall be an adequate area for all tenants and employees as required by code. The parking area shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and on the site itself. There shall be no parking within the property setbacks. J. Signage for the property shall be limited to and comply with the following requirements. 1. One indirectly illuminated on-premise ground sign shall be permitted along Route 9 and along Prettyman Road, and not to exceed 64 square feet of sign area per side. And 2, on-premise wall, illuminated awning, marquee or projecting signs with a total sign area of 150 square feet shall be permitted with respect to each separate unit. K. The applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. Landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the property. These limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the property itself. L. The final site plan shall include the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's the motion.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2290, Toback Development LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
Yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate.
Yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons stated. All at the motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, our next item is change of zone number 1954, American Storage of Delaware LLC.
Mr. Chairman, apparently I've been reading too much. I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1954 for American Storage of Delaware LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. 1. C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Although a number of uses are permitted, this applicant intends to construct a mini storage facility on this site. 2. Route 24 is considered to be a major collector roadway according to DLDOT's roadway classification. Major collector roads are appropriate locations for C3 zoning. 3. The parcel is in a section of Route 24 where there are commercial districts and business and commercial uses that have developed. This includes a shopping center with a large grocery store, a smaller strip mall, and other similar uses. This location along this part of Route 24 is appropriate for this type of zoning. 4. This property is located in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Land Use Plan. This proposed commercial zoning is appropriate for this area according to the plan. 5. The proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 6. No parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. And 7. Any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's the motion.
I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1954, American Storage of Delaware, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Holly Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Chair votes yes for the reasons stated. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1955, American Storage of Delaware LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1955 for American Storage of Delaware LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. Two, both central water and sewer are available at this site. Three, this site is situated along Route 24 near the Route 24 and Bay Farm Road intersection. Route 24 is considered a major collector roadway by DLDOT. Given its location along Route 24, MR zoning is appropriate for this property. Four, the property is adjacent to property that is zoned CR1 and it is generally across from properties that are zoned C1. These uses include a shopping center with a large grocery store. There's also other properties in the area being used for business or commercial uses. MR zoning is appropriate in this location where these other uses exist. There is extensive GR zoning property, zoned property, and there is a townhouse development across Route 24 from the site. MR zoning is consistent with these nearby residential zoning districts and uses. Six, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Seven, the site is located within the coastal area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Eight, for all these reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site. That's the motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1955, American Storage of Delaware LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Holly Stevenson, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
The chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2315, American Storage of Delaware LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2315 for American Storage of Delaware LLC for multifamily dwelling structures in a MR medium density residentially zoning district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, according to the Sussex County Zoning Code, the purpose of the MR district is to provide for medium density residential uses with central water and sewer that are considered more urban in character than other parts of Sussex County. The permitted density within the MR district is 4 units per acre. This application complies with the purpose and density of the MR zoning district. Two, the property is in the vicinity of a mixture of commercially and residentially zoned properties, including GR properties, C1 properties, and CR1 properties. There's also a townhouse development that is across Route 24 from this site. The use as multifamily residential is consistent with those other zoning classifications and uses. Three, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for this site because residential development of this type is appropriate where central sewer and water are available. Sewer will be provided by Sussex County and water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Four, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Five, DLDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined development's traffic impact will be minor. When DLDOT determines that traffic impact will be minor, a developer is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DLDOT. Six, with the conditions placed upon this recommendation, there will be no adverse impact upon traffic or the neighboring area. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 140 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. C, recreational amenities shall be completed on or before the issuance of the 84th building permit. These amenities shall include a community center, clubhouse, and an outdoor pool. D, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment controls shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. G, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards and shall include sidewalks or multimodal pathways on one side of all streets with street lighting. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Geographic Information Office. I, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, construction site work, excavation, grading, and deliveries to or from the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. K, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 20 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. L, the developer shall preserve as many existing trees as possible on the site. These areas of non-disturbance shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development, including all buffer areas. N, the applicant shall form a condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking signs, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. O, all lighting on the site shall be shielded in downward screens so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We move and second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2315, American Storage of Delaware LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.